Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we unpack complex ideas to help you become truly well-informed, often in the most unexpected ways. Today, we're taking a really unique look at something absolutely fundamental: how food fuels our bodies.
Right.
And we're doing this by drawing insights from, well, a charming children's story, Frank the Friendly Fridge and the Cool Food Mission.
Which sounds fun, but there's depth there.
Exactly. The real deep dive here isn't just about the story itself. It's about leveraging its simple metaphors to illuminate some surprising nuances, maybe, and practical applications of nutritional science for us as informed adults.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unpack this.
And what's fascinating here is how often the most profound lessons can be distilled through surprisingly accessible narratives.
Totally.
This story, I mean, while designed for younger audiences, it provides a fantastic springboard for us to explore complex nutritional science in a way that truly sticks.
Makes it memorable.
Right. Making those foundational concepts like protein, vitamins, minerals, energy, just more memorable. This deep dive will help you connect the dots between your daily choices and feeling your absolute best.
And maybe challenge some assumptions
And
too.
perhaps even challenge some assumptions along the way. Absolutely.
So let's dive into the refrigerator realm with our star Frank.
Okay.
Picture Mrs. Noodleberry's kitchen, home to a big, humming, slightly chubby fridge named Frank. But he's no ordinary appliance. The story says he's a talking, dancing, super friendly food genius.
Quite the personality for a fridge.
Right. And Frank's passion isn't just keeping things cool, it's helping kids understand healthy eating.
Right.
He apparently has this proud daily shout, "Fruit over frosting, veggies over vending."
Well, the power of personification, even in seemingly simple stories like this, it's immense.
How so?
Well, a character like Frank makes abstract concepts like the biological roles of different food groups incredibly relatable. For us, the deep dive is recognizing how these narrative techniques aren't just for kids, They're powerful tools for anyone trying to grasp complex information, helping us visualize processes that are otherwise, well, invisible.
It certainly is, and it makes me wonder, given how dry nutritional science can sometimes be, how crucial is that element of story or relatability, even for us as adults trying to integrate these
You
concepts?
think it's pretty crucial?
Frank's wisdom is immediately put to the test by this 7-year-old, Milo. He tiptoes in, mouthful of marshmallows and pocket stuffed with snack cakes,
Oh, dear.
explaining he's fueling up for snack day.
The classic snack day excuse.
And Frank, with perfect comedic timing, immediately beeps and says, "Whoa there, champ! Did a sugar parade explode in your pants?"
That line, while playful, it perfectly encapsulates a common adult dilemma, too, doesn't it?
It really does.
We often reach for those quick energy fixes that, well, inevitably lead to crashes. The story uses an extreme example, sure, but for us, the deeper question is how we navigate those subtle sugar traps hidden in everyday foods.
Yeah, the ones that aren't so obvious.
And the pervasive culture of constant snack day, really.
That's a challenge many of our listeners probably face daily, isn't it? Just that constant availability. And that's when Frank decides to kick off the adventure. With dramatic flair, he opens his freezer drawer and declares, "Time for a cool food mission. Enter the refrigerator realm."
Love the drama.
Just like that, the kitchen goes wild. It's swirled like a blender on turbo speed. Milo blinks, and suddenly he's inside a glowing food universe
Wow.
where shelves stretched into the sky, broccoli trees waved hello, and strawberries zoomed by on tiny scooters.
Okay, that's quite the visual.
And Frank himself appears in a chef's hat, ready to explain how food gives your body superpowers.
So this transformation into an immersive learning environment, it's a brilliant pedagogical tool, really.
Yeah.
If we connect this to the bigger picture for us as adults, it's about visualizing the abstract roles of nutrients. Makes that invisible work that happens inside your body, all thanks to what you eat, feel tangible and exciting.
Right, less abstract.
Exactly. This kind of visualization can actually help adults create mental models for complex biological processes, which makes it easier to remember and apply.
Absolutely. So their first stop in this fantastical realm is Protein Plaza.
Okay.
And here the story says, eggs, beans, and grilled chicken flex their muscles. There's even a can of tuna doing push-ups, proudly stating, "Protein helps build strong muscles."
Classic protein image, right? The muscle building.
Yep.
And that simple image captures protein's most recognized function, obviously. But for us, the deeper dive is into its more nuanced roles.
Like what?
Well, while it's fundamental for growth and repair, especially muscle synthesis, protein also plays a really crucial role in satiety, that feeling of fullness.
Ah, right, keeping you feeling fuller for longer.
Exactly, which is key for managing weight and energy levels throughout the day.
Yeah.
We're also talking about the building blocks, the amino acids, some of which are essential, meaning they must come from your diet.
Can't make them ourselves.
Correct. And getting enough quality protein becomes even more critical as we age, for instance. Not just for strength, but for maintaining lean muscle mass, which is vital for overall metabolic health.
That's a fantastic point about aging and metabolic health. Often we just think protein equals gym gains or something.
Right, it's much broader than that.
Okay, so from Protein Plaza, they zip over to Fruit and Veggie Valley. Sounds like a party. Imagine dancing grapes and spinning carrots all around,
One.
with Milo even high-fiving a banana and realizing you're way cooler than candy. The chant there is unmistakable. Vitamins, minerals, we help you grow.
And these vibrant foods are indeed packed with what we call micronutrients, essential stuff.
Little helpers.
Exactly. But beyond the general helpers description, we're talking about specific, intricate roles.
Okay, give us an example.
Well, take vitamin C. It isn't just about immunity, which everyone knows. It's critical for collagen synthesis, essential for your skin, bones, blood vessels. And B vitamins play this critical interplay in energy metabolism, helping your body actually convert food into fuel. So the story captures the essence, you know, the helping you grow bit.
Yeah.
But for a deeper understanding, knowing these specific biochemical pathways helps us appreciate the true complexity. And it helps us optimize our choices, understanding that micronutrient synergy, how they work together, is really important.
It's not just knowing fruits are better, but understanding why that apple is doing so much behind the scenes. That makes sense.
Precisely.
Okay, next up, the grainy Grand Canyon. Here, Talking Toast Slices taught him how whole grains gave energy for playing, running, and jumping.
The energy source.
And they had a serious warning: don't skip breakfast or you'll fizzle like flat soda.
That fizzling like flat soda, it perfectly illustrates the difference between, say, quick transient energy bursts from refined carbs.
Like sugary cereal.
Exactly. Versus the sustained energy you get from whole grains. This raises an important question about how different carbohydrate types impact our daily lives. Whole grains, because they have their fiber content, generally have a lower glycemic index,
Meaning.
meaning they release glucose into your bloodstream more slowly. This prevents those sharp blood sugar spikes and the subsequent crashes.
The flat soda feeling.
Exactly. That crash can leave you feeling drained and unfocused, maybe even before lunch. So it's about optimizing your sustained cognitive and physical energy throughout the day.
So it's less about a simple don't skip breakfast rule and more about choose the right kind of breakfast for lasting performance.
That's a much better way to put it, yes.
And then the sugar swamp. The story describes it vividly as a sticky, sluggish place where cookies moved in slow motion and soda cans napped under candy wrappers.
Oof, sounds unpleasant.
When Milo experienced this, he apparently just yawned and felt like a melted marshmallow. Frank wisely cautioned, "This is what too much sugar feels like."
And that feeling of sluggishness, that melted marshmallow feeling, it's a direct, acute result of too much sugar messing with your body's energy regulation.
How does that work exactly?
Well, when you consume a lot of sugar, you get that rapid spike in blood sugar. Your body releases insulin to manage it, often overshooting, which then leads to an equally rapid dip or crash.
The sugar crash.
Right. And this isn't just about feeling tired in the moment. Chronically, these spikes and dips can impact insulin sensitivity, contribute to inflammation, and even reprogram your cravings, creating a kind of vicious cycle of energy dysregulation.
Wow.
So the melted marshmallow is a great visual for the immediate sensation, but the underlying metabolic impact for adults is, well, far more complex and potentially problematic long term.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, with a final whoosh, they were back in the real kitchen.
Back to reality.
And this is where the transformation really shines, I think. Milo looks at his snack cakes, then he looks at the fruit bowl, grabs an apple, takes a bite, and smiles, declaring, "That adventure was
Oh, a
delicious."
convert.
And Frank, our friendly fridge, he just wiggles his ice maker in celebration, proclaiming, "That's the power of cool food choices, kiddo."
It's a nice wrap-up. And this story really synthesizes the core lesson so powerfully, doesn't it? It highlights that healthy foods don't just fuel your body with nutrients.
Yeah.
They empower you to grow, stay strong, and maintain consistent energy. It reinforces the key points. Proteins build muscles.
Yeah.
help with satiety. Fruits and veggies provide those essential, often synergistic vitamins and minerals.
Right.
And whole grains give you that lasting, stable energy.
While too much sugar.
Exactly. Conversely, too much sugar, as we've discussed, can lead to those energy crashes and contribute to broader metabolic challenges down the line. The overarching message from this source, for us, is that making informed food choices doesn't have to be boring or restrictive.
It can be empowering.
It can be fun, tasty, and deeply empowering as you understand the intricate dance of nutrients within your own body.
So what does this all mean for you listening? We've just navigated the refrigerator realm and seen firsthand how even a whimsical story, it can be a fantastic, accessible guide to understanding core nutritional principles. It's not about strict dogmatic rules, really. It's about empowering you with choices rooted in a deeper understanding of what your body actually needs.
Right.
It means you can look at your plate and understand the maybe nuanced superpowers each food provides, far beyond just the surface level benefits we usually hear about.
Absolutely. And that leads us to a final provocative thought for you to consider.
Okay.
Beyond the simple good food, bad food dichotomy we often fall into, how much are you truly listening to your body's subtle cues?
Interesting question.
If Frank the Friendly Fridge could talk to your gut microbiome, for instance, what kind of adventure would your food choices take you on tomorrow?
That's a fascinating way to frame it.
It's not just about following external rules, but about cultivating an internal dialogue with your body's actual needs and responses, listening to yourself.